Well, Kenny, the most informed team in the league coming to the McGinn Park tomorrow night. Your thoughts on the game ahead?
I think it's going to be, I hope it's going to be a good game for the supporters. And both teams have got good flair within their team. It's the youngest team in the league against the oldest team in the league. And it's not fair to say the oldest team. Let's just say the most experienced. And that is a significant part of their game. They know how to close out games. They know how to, you know, come off the game and things that experienced players have got that maturity. And we are growing all the time and we're improving and the knowledge of the team is getting better. And it's a great challenge for us to come up against such an experienced team.
Of course, Limerick last season run away with the First Division. They made a recent signing, young Brazilian Rodriguez. How are you going to try and freeze this man out after his debut in the league last week with a hat-trick?
Well, if we're totally honest, they haven't invested for Europe. They've invested for the title. Because you're talking about the Brazilian Tosse. The left-back played in the English Premier League 9 months ago. He played last May in the Premier League. And how they got these players in is fantastic work for them. And that's investing for, and they have a French midfield player as well. They've got very, very good players. Lee J. Lynch, Shane Duggan's a very good player. And, you know, they've got so much experience in the team. Williams has played 250 games in England, the left centre-back. So you look at that, they've four or five players in their 30s, but that doesn't mean to say they're past it. They're certainly well-primed and experienced, and they've got four or five players in their late 20s as well. So if you put that all together, there's a lot of experience and knowledge within their team.
Yourself last week, you said that maybe your team didn't perform the way they should have performed, a wee bit off the mark. But have you worked on that this week in training?
Yes, we have. We've worked on things. We've worked on as much as we can. The detail of us, the detail of the opponent, how we're going to try and improve our game, looking at areas that we can potentially exploit. You know, you have to do that as a manager and a coach, where you're looking at issues that you may have and players that you feel will be the best fit for each particular game. That's why you have a squad in football. We've lost two key players in Ben Doherty and Rory Patterson, so we have to replace from within. And they're not easy players to replace, I can tell you.
Of course, Aaron Barry and Harry Monahan and young Michael Kennedy all out injured last week. Are they any closer to a return this week?
Aaron Barry got through Sunday's game well. He trained today. Aaron Barry's come through quite well, so we'll see how he is. Michael Kennedy now, he trained for the first time today from his hamstring injury, so I'm hopeful we can get him in around the team in some capacity. He gives us it's an extra forward that we have, and he hasn't really got a chance because of this injury. So we're working on that. Harry Monahan is coming back too. Aaron Barry, as I spoke about. You know, these are people that are coming back for contention to get in the team and to be in around the team after losing Ben and Rory. It could be good timing. I'm not sure about Aaron Barry or not.
How long do you think Ben Doherty will be out for and Rory Patterson?
Well, my physio reckons maybe 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, so we'll see how that goes.
Nathan Boyd came into the team last week after that injury to Rory and stepped up with two cracking goals.
Yes.
Is this his chance now to shine, maybe to concrete his place for that first choice?
It's a possibility. I haven't decided where I'm going to select Nathan because it's a different opponent and a different game, but there's a good chance he'll be in contention now for a first-team place. He's a good boy. He works hard. And he did really well last week, and he's mentally ready for this one.